And DJ X, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We're streaming The Ben and KellyShow.com, or you can always get us on your smart speaker at 99.7 DJX. You can just ask Alexa, play 99.7 DJX, get our podcast, get live radio, all that.
I like to think we're her favorite.
Yeah. Set of the bar. This is where we give you a story. You just try not to do it. To Florida we go.
This Florida man is behind bars after calling 911 to brag about getting away during a traffic stop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Said to the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without calling 911 on yourself to brag after successfully fleeing the police, well, you're doing okay.
Sidebar, is it the same reporter that gives all these stories? It feels like it is.
Nicholas Jones, he's 19. They pulled him over for a busted taillight, right?
Okay, that's pretty normal.
He got a little nervous.
Uh-oh.
Pulled a Yui as the trooper was walking up to his car.
Oh, whoa.
Got away.
Yeah, that's not when you try to evade.
An hour later, this comes into 911.
I, like, ran from a cop, like, 30 minutes or an hour ago.
Why would you do that?
He was gone. And then he calls 911.
He gets away?
And then he...
Like, what do we pay you guys for?
Oh! And then
snap.
He throws the, I got away. Why do they even have police?
Like, I've driven past four cops.
What do you mean you ran from a cop?
Okay.
Yeah, so the 911 dispatcher's like, wait, hang on a second.
This, right?
What do you mean?
I mean, he turned his lights on me and got behind me, and as he was walking up to my door, I did a donut around him and left.
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
No, sir.
Evasive action by Nicholas.
Oh, there's so much wrong.
The dispatcher tracked the cell phone and Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
They're going to be able to figure out where you are.
They can do that.
Name popped up along with an outstanding warrant for probation violation.
Oh, maybe that's why he was nervous.
There it is.
Maybe.
He had a warrant already for his arrest.
Now I'm connecting the dots.
Right.
Deputies caught Jones the next day while he was shopping.
Yeah.
Oh, he was shopping.
Yeah, he was shopping at a Ross clothing store. That's that's when police rolled up to the Ross clothing store.
Oh, wow.
I mean, listen, Nicholas is a baller on a budget. So,
yes, he is.
So he just needs those fresh threads on a discount.
What else makes you feel amazing when you're on a high but to go shopping because you just successfully evaded police and then called 911 to trash talk about it?
Right.
Yeah.
Deputies caught Jones the next day while he was shopping. They say he laughed when they told him he ratted himself out.
Yeah, he at least had a good sense of humor about it.
Well, that's great. He should.
So again,
hope he has a good sense of humor about maybe going to jail.
If you can manage to make it through the day without calling 911 on yourself.
Oh, wow, Nicholas.
To brag after successfully fleeing police, you were gone.
This is like Scooby-Doo in the Upside Down. I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for... Me.
Me and that pesky
and that
phone of mine.
Phone.
Yeah, that's
wow.
Setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, 612. Good morning, Kelly K.
Hello.
Good morning there, Kat.
Good morning, my mic works.
Yay! It is 69 outside. All right, you feel good. Do this every single hour, brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. Kristen sent us this story on Facebook out of Hardin County from the Hardin County Animal Shelter. It's the story of a Jack Russell by the name of Army, a Jack Russell Terrier.
Oh, already a 20 out of 10 on a good pupper scale.
Well, here's the thing. About 5 years ago, old Army went missing from his family.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
oh, boy.
About 5 years ago, and apparently they... Army was scared off while visiting a home in Upton, Kentucky, and Army was microchipped, thankfully.
Okay.
So the family just kept their information up to date on the microchip database. No word for 5 years, and then literally yesterday they got a call from the Hardin County Animal Shelter. They found Army after 5 years.
5 years on the lam?
Turned up in the shelter. Army, now 16 years old.
Oh my gosh.
Was so happy to see his former family.
Oh my goodness.
I know. They were there when the shelter opened, and the wait for 5 long years was now over.
Oh, he's like a little grandpa pop.
I know. He's got
he's
little.
Like, hey, you guys, I love you, mommy. I've missed you so much. Do
yeah.
you have a treat?
So, yeah, Army, obviously, very fortunate that his family never really gave up hope.
Oh,
and
that's so great.
5 years, though.
Listen, it's that last dog movie I saw in the theaters, like A Dog's Journey Home or Dog's Way Home or something,
right.
With Bella the dog, who spent like, I think, 2 years.
Oh my gosh.
Trying to make her way back home.
And then the whole crowd's bawling in the audience.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so there you go.
Okay,
Army.
50 out of 10 on a good thumper scale.
Wow, you're going hard
on
that.
Well, 5 years. So
this is the largest thing I've ever heard you do.
Yeah, it's big.
So there you go. Army and your feel-good reunited with his family out of Hardin County Animal Shelter. So thank you, Kristen, for sharing that with us.
Can I have two treats? I'm going to wag my tail real slow.
I was actually wagging my tail.
I know. I appreciated that. I don't think anybody else did, though.
I committed.
All right. That should feel good. Brought to you by Raise Ford on 99.7. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7, DJ X. I like this story out of Red Lobster. The cheddar biscuit fanny pack is now a thing.
It's genius.
Where they have insulated fanny pack where you can, I guess, carry around the biscuits.
Because you can keep them, like, as closer to your mouth.
I guess so.
And anywhere you need to go.
And hot and warm. I would put cookies in it.
Yeah. Whatever you want, I guess.
I mean,
it's an insulated fanny pack.
Yeah.
But yeah, just tweet Red Lobster and you can get in to win that till June 4th.
It's a
little contest, right?
Yeah, because, you know, limited quality, quantity, I should say.
There you go.
I'm sure it's fantastic.
I'm sure the quality is fine.
Sure, it's off the charts good.
Coming up next, something unprecedented happened at the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
Unprecedented?
Unprecedented.
That's a big word, Ben.
99.7, DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So something unprecedented happened at the 94th Scripps National Spelling Bee. Unprecedented.
We've now reached the start of round 20.
Okay.
Whoa.
They've gone 20 rounds so far. They still have 8 contestants left.
Is that
the round
typical?
I informed you would be the final one of this competition?
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
no.
They're saying this is going to be the final round.
Whichever one of you, whichever of you, whoever of you spells correctly will be declared a 2019 champion.
Oh, whoa. So they technically have 8 winners.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's saying. He's saying they're running out of words.
Yeah, they have no more words.
They ran out of words. And so they're like, listen, they can only do one more round. And so if any of you misspell a word, you're out. But if you spell it correctly, you're a co-champion.
So they didn't have a dictionary nearby where they start flipping through?
Right, flipping through the dictionary.
Mom, give me a dictionary.
Yeah, so all these kids start, I mean, like, imagine. The sweats.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you got one more round, and you know that if you spell it right, you're automatically in.
You win.
Right?
You get the award.
You become a co-champion. So, you know, they come down to the, so far, like, all seven kids so far have gotten them correct, have gotten spelled the word correctly. It's down to the last kid.
Oh, wow.
Last kid.
Odalik.
And he's got Odalik.
Odalik.
So they all do get different words.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. But this is like the last word that they have.
Yeah.
It's at the bottom of the page. They're like, they've run out of words.
They should have just given them all the same word. The first, as long as the first kid gets it right, the rest of them do too.
Yeah.
Odalik. O-D-Y-L-I-C. Odalik.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
He did it.
Oh, wow.
He got it.
Wow.
He got it. Yeah, for sure.
I would have spelled it wrong.
For sure.
Devastating if the last kid didn't.
No.
Yeah, all
the Elite 8.
Yeah, so that's it. Unprecedented, all 8 of them. There's
our champions.
8 co-champions, right. I mean, how did they run out of words? Why didn't they do like a speed round? They're like, spell taco.
Spell taco?
Spell B.
That was like, the first one that came to your brain.
Spell hamburger. I mean, and it's like, whoever can spell it fastest wins.
Do they ever allow supercalifragilisticexpialidocious
to be in there? I don't know. Like made up words?
Should have been like the sudden death.
So there you go.
You should practice before you get there. Don't spell the hardest one.
That's
sure.
your unprecedented Scripps National Spelling Bee.
Look at that.
Spell unprecedented.
I can't.
No, he can't.
I already told you.
He's even looking at it.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying in my head. But yeah, 8 kids crowned the champion there on the Scripps National Spelling Bee. They're 99.7D. You can see the video up at WDJX.com or Facebook. Twitter at 99.7DJX. Coming up next, Florida's making the show.
I love going home.
Again.
Yeah, I was going to say, we already had an early Florida story with your setting the bar where a dude called 911 on himself after successfully evading police, kind of taunting them.
You can't really measure that level of stupid. You really can't. There isn't
I know,
a level for
I know,
that.
There isn't a level.
There really
you're right.
isn't.
And before 7, though, we got to... Okay, so I feel like almost like right before 7 seems to be our animal segment on this show. Because yesterday we talked about the toilet snake in Florida. And today we're talking about the cemetery snake.
There's too many snakes. I'm uncomfortable. I feel like I'm going to go into Samuel L. Jackson mode any second.
Right. So all that on the way after Taylor on 9.
DJ X.
I feel like just about every day we highlight some sort of story out of the state of Florida because just weird random stuff happens daily. Today, no exception.
A Gainesville man is behind bars on his birthday after police say a surprise party ended in violence.
Oh, no, not on his birthday.
It's a party.
Oh. No, we're going to find out what happened to Charles.
Charles Preston III turned 26 today.
Oh, happy 26th Charles birthday.
Preston III.
Charles Preston, I'm going to have a birthday party.
And early this morning, his girlfriend surprised him with a party at their home.
This all sounds normal. Girlfriend of the year.
Listen, I surprised my husband when he was my boyfriend with a SpongeBob bowling party.
How is this turning into a news story and turning into a Florida story?
The two were reportedly being physically intimate when...
Oh, hey, sassy time. Yeah.
All right, then.
He says his girlfriend accused him of cheating.
Not the time to be accused of cheating.
Let's talk afterwards.
She told GPD he then shoved her and held her in a closet.
Okay, that's not good.
No.
Charles, that's not what we do. Don't sour the family name.
She managed to escape and run down the street. Officers found her at a Circle K on Southwest 34th Street.
Yeah.
She was wearing a onesie covered in chocolate syrup.
Oh, okay. All right. Now we're getting a little bit more Florida. Hang on.
Wait a second. That's painting a picture now.
Yeah. Wait. How are the officers going to find Charles, though?
At the home, they found Preston also covered in chocolate syrup and whipped cream.
Oh, gosh.
They sound delicious.
There we go. Now it's Florida.
He denied the violence, but was charged with criminal mischief and domestic battery.
What a 26th birthday to remember.
There was chocolate involved. No one should be in a bad mood when you're covered in chocolate having a snack with your loved one.
Sure.
On your loved one.
On your loved one.
Wait a second.
So there you go. Chuck, a.k.a. Charles Preston III.
She's at the Circle K in a onesie covered in chocolate.
That's where we go.
I even know where that Circle K is because that's where I went to college. I know these people.
But you I know exactly what I'm going to dress up for Halloween this year.
That is Florida.
Florida onesie covered in chocolate.
Yeah.
Making the show on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Do they have that? They should have like an entire line of Florida story costumes. Shouldn't they?
They should.
I feel like they should.
I'm the chocolate man.
Well, speaking of costumes, we're going to introduce you to Joseph, who's wearing an American costume. When I say that, I mean he's wearing an American flag T-shirt with bald eagles when the news seeks him out about the cemetery snake.
Well, it really doesn't scare me, you know?
Well, no, he is. He's America.
Yeah. All right.
He's wearing America.
Coming up here on it's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com. Yesterday about this time, it was toilet snakes. Today at this time, it's cemetery snakes. This time out of Pennsylvania.
Large and very stealthy snake in a cemetery.
Okay, kind of scary.
Sounds like the premise for a horror film.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Sure.
But it's true, all of it. And it's happening right now in a cemetery in Schuylkill County. The snake has left people alone, but folks visiting the cemetery have their eyes peeled for the massive reptile.
Yeah, so they're saying it's like an 8-foot snake that's spotted there just hanging out in the cemetery.
That sounds like it could eat people.
You'd expect a zombie or a ghost or something like that, but a snake, no.
Okay.
You expect a zombie or a ghost, but not a snake?
Yeah, let's introduce you to Joseph. Joseph is wearing an American flag on his shirt. I'm sorry. He's wearing the American flag as his shirt.
Oh, great.
With bald eagles
flying. Oh, that's different.
And yeah, Joseph is chock full of America there.
You'd expect a zombie or a ghost or something like that, but a snake, no.
For the past few weeks, this snake has been living at Charles Baber Cemetery in Pottsville.
All right, so yeah, just been hanging out.
Joseph Yascalis calls himself a snake enthusiast.
Oh, sorry.
Wait.
Joseph's not just an American. He's a snake enthusiast.
Got it.
All right.
So, okay.
Never expecting he could come face to face with one during his bike ride.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
so
he's just
rides
on a bike
ride.
So he wasn't actually like seeking out the snake, like coming here and snake watching, right?
He rides bikes at a cemetery, guys.
Okay.
Well. At the cemetery in Schuylkill County.
Okay, let's talk to Joseph.
I had boa constrictors and pythons at one point in time, 12 feet long. So, and somebody's telling me this snake's about 8 feet long. So it really doesn't scare me, you know?
Right. 12 feet. It's 8 feet.
Come at me, bro. I've had 12-footers.
He's tossing his snake enthusiast credentials on people.
Yeah.
He's like, listen, if you didn't know,
it's not
if
my
you
first
didn't
rodeo.
Know.
I had boa constrictors and pythons at one point in time, 12 feet long.
12
so.
Feet long.
So 8 feet, hey, I've seen worse.
And somebody's telling me this snake's about 8 feet long, so it really doesn't scare me. You
know? It's precious.
No.
It's
but just the
even.
Size of it, it intrigues me.
Yeah, sure.
Well, all right.
For a snake enthusiast, it would intrigue
you.
Absolutely, Joseph.
Now, groundskeepers tell NewsWatch 16 once they catch the black snake, they plan to place it in a nearby wooded area.
All right, so they just got to catch it first. So,
catch and release.
Yeah, there have been school trips to a cemetery that have been postponed because of the...
Why are there school trips to a cemetery?
For Memorial Day. It was for Memorial Day. They were planning school trips to like the cemetery.
I've never really heard of that as being like a typical school trip destination.
So yeah, we highlight the cemetery snake and Joseph.
We got Joseph there.
Who?
To keep us in the know.
With his snake enthusiast's shirt, his knowledge of boa constrictors and pythons.
He's the guy.
He is the guy that you call. When an 8-foot snake is on the loose in your cemetery.
We want him on the front lines.
His snake's size is 12 feet.
Yeah, so there you go.
I'm not scared of...
That's your snake story for today.
Oh, great. That is a little less terrifying than the toilet snake.
Than the toilet snake of Florida?
Yeah, I know in Pottsville. I'm not going to be anywhere near that cemetery in Pottsville, so I'm good.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Pennsylvania making the show. Home of the DJX All Access Summer, where we have your last opportunity to win some tickets for Ariana Grande, her concert down in Nashville, Bridgestone Arena, coming up in about 1 hour from right now, about 8:15, brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. But then, right on the tail of that, on Monday, we start getting you in to see Billie Eilish in Nashville.
I was literally just watching her, like, scare Melissa McCarthy on The Ellen Show.
Yeah.
And so it starts off, Melissa is kind of showing how she did a cameo in her video for Bad Guy, which is a little bit like a horror movie. Like, it's, Billie Eilish scares me a little, just in general.
But that's her goal.
But then she pops out of the little side table on Ellen's show, as the people normally do when they get scared on her show.
Right.
And which is kind of great. But just personally, if I encountered her, I might be scared. It's like her videos are like a little horror movie. She's like a nightmare.
Everybody's like remaking Bad Guy, that music video.
I love that
because
song.
It's weird.
And still, my favorite is this one. Make your girlfriend mad type, might
seduce your dad type. I'm the volunteer sheriff's deputy on the weekends.
Dwight Schrute kills it.
I know. Yes. Break into Dwight Schrute there from The Office.
Yes.
99.7 DJX. So yeah, our whole point is the DJX All Access Summer will continue even after Ariana Grande. We're done giving away tickets for Ariana Grande. We will launch into giving away tickets to see Billie Eilish down in Nashville.
Well, I can only imagine what her show is like. By watching her videos, I have no idea what to expect at the show.
I would love to see you at one of her shows.
I don't think so.
I think that would be fun. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Good morning. My name is Ben. That is Kelly.
Hi there.
Hi, Kat.
Good morning.
It's 7:13, 68 out now. It's going to be a little bit cooler today and in this weekend as high only reaches 80 today. But then by Monday, high's only in the mid-70s and sunshine. So there you go, according to the Wave 3 News storm tracking team there. All right, feel good stories. Do them every single hour. Brought to you by Raise Ford. Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. I don't know if you've seen this video, but it's really, it's pretty funny. These cousins, they're in Wyoming, Buffalo, Wyoming. They're at a little school play performance thing, a little rendition of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star in front of like relatives and family and stuff
amazing.
Like that.
Amazing.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
sounds cute.
That's when one of the boys decided to break into the Imperial March from Star Wars, right what? In the middle of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. I'll play it for you here.
This is the heroes that we don't deserve.
I mean, the other what two are happening? Trying to plow through with Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, and the other kid, he just like grabs the mic and it's just like
flipping the script.
And his cousins are on either side of him, just kind of like
that's
looking
not
at
how
him.
It goes.
And they don't. I mean, they don't. I mean, they're just like, all right, I guess we're doing this now.
Remix.
And everybody's like, all right, sure,
go with it.
There you go.
Yes.
Sir. Well done.
Maybe
well
he
done.
Just honestly forgot the lyrics. Yeah. So that's how he thought it went.
I mean, that's, I don't know.
I mean, typically.
Either that or when you get the urge, you just can't overcome it.
Sure. Yeah, I don't know if it's a forgotten the lyrics, and because maybe he didn't hear about the tip. You just keep saying watermelon, watermelon. Makes it look like you're saying it.
Yes.
Right.
Yes,
right.
That's what
yes.
we were always told to do in choir if you
yes.
forget.
Yeah, just don't say anything and just go watermelon, watermelon, watermelon.
He's like, you
yeah.
know what? I'm feeling this. I'm going Imperial March.
So there
that
you go.
That would have been epic if you would have thrown in some Chewbacca sounds or something.
Right?
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 Yeah. It'd be amazing.
The guys on the left and right start doing that.
Just start acting out an entire scene, something.
So there you
orchestra.
Go. A little feel kid. Good. Brought to you by Raise Ford. 99.7, DJX, Ben Davis, Kake Show. It wasn't the fact that Rihanna released her new fashion line, the Fenty, yesterday, I believe, that got everybody talking. Which, by the way, she describes it as moody and daring, her fashion line.
Moody and daring.
Yeah, wow. Moody and daring fashion
line. I want to
line.
Dress moody and daring.
Yeah, so
I will buy that.
Rihanna doing the Fendi, Fenty? Fenty.
Fenty.
Fenty fashion
yes.
line there. She released it yesterday. But that's
the real
what,
name's Robin, right? Robin Fenty.
But people mm-hmm. are not talking about that. They're talking about
they're talking
how
about what you did.
She pronounces her name.
Did you realize what you did?
What how do you pronounce her name?
Well, you said Rihanna.
It is Rihanna.
It is not. It is Rihanna.
Since when?
Since Rihanna.
Ever, since she decided to be Rihanna.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
Yesterday?
People are like, whoa, 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 whoa. What did you just call yourself?
Hello, British folk. It's Rihanna, and I want to welcome you to Paris, where I'm launching.
Did you catch that?
I heard that.
It's Rihanna. It's Rihanna. It's Rihanna.
No.
Okay.
She's
yes.
saying it's Rihanna.
It's
everybody's
not.
Like, I thought it was Rihanna.
She says Americans are the ones that screw it up the most and say Rihanna.
Listen, that'd be like you saying, my name's Bean and this is Keely. You can't just switch it on us.
Well, apparently we're the ones that switched it on her.
Bean and Keely sound good, though.
Yes, the Bean and Keely show.
I feel like the Bean and Keely show would be right out of, like, Britain.
Top of the morning to you.
It's the Bean and Keely breakfast show.
Good day, Governor.
Hello.
Hello.
On the program spelled G-R-A-M-E today.
We have Rihanna.
I'm their assistant, Kate.
She's going to be popping by for a spot of tea.
A spot of tea on the breakfast program as we eat our crumpets.
It'd be real different.
And sip our tea.
So it's almost physically painful to say Rihanna. I want to say Rihanna.
Didn't this happen with Ariana Grande?
But see, here's the thing.
Yes.
Like, yeah, I know. We did have a thing where we were like, okay, is she? Are
is
we,
it Ariana?
Or no? Is it?
Ariana.
It's Ariana Grande.
Yes.
Right.
That was the big thing. It was like we were saying
so
Ariana.
Many ways to mess that up.
Ariana Grande, and it's Ariana Grande. Or Grandy. It was Grandy. That's what Ariana said. She's like, my grandpa said Grandy and whatever. My head
hurts. Well, your grandpa was wrong.
Well, so sorry, Gramps. I don't know if you've been saying Rihanna's name wrong this entire time, but she says it.
It's Rihanna.
Rihanna.
Okay, then.
Rihanna.
It's physically painful.
As you almost go and get her Moody and Daring new fashion line.
I'm totally going to go buy it.
There you go. Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show. All right, coming up. It's Family Secrets.
Even the office ladies, they're just ignoring me. They won't look at me.
Okay. Oh, man.
When your secret reaches office lady level.
Oh, that's some drama.
And then that's some drama, guys.
Well, my.
All right. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, or should I say Bean and Keeley?
Bean and Keeley.
Right.
I like it.
As Rihanna has flipped the script on everybody saying that her name is actually Rihanna.
Yeah, I was going to say you did it again.
I know.
You can't do that, girly.
Text from a listener, driving to work, and I'm dying listening to the Bean and Keeley breakfast show. Yeah, because we were like, sure, that's got to be something out of, like, Britain.
Yes.
The Bean and Keeley breakfast show.
Beep, beep, top of the morning to you. Good day, governor.
Yeah, so there you go. Coming up next, it is a family secret.
Even the office ladies, they're just ignoring me. They won't look at me.
Mm. Oh, my. Listen, when the office ladies are just ignoring you, oh my, that means they're gathered at the water cooler talking about you.
Yeah, they're in their own little cubicle row, and they've all backed their little wheelie chairs up. And they're
Julie's starting the whole thing.
And they're just sitting there going, listen, probably.
Did you
I
hear?
Heard a juicy bit of gossip. Meet me at the snack machine at 10:35, and I'll fill you in. 99.7 DJS, Kelly K Show. Every week at this time, we give you the opportunity, we give you the floor, if you will, to tell us a secret that you may have. We call it family secret. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so talk to us about the secret that you are messaging us, because it's unique.
Okay, so, I mean, you're going to think I'm crazy when you hear this, but, you know, since I was little, I've been biting my nails, and I feel like that's a lot of people have that problem, right?
Yes, sure. Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I've been biting my toenails, and I really can't stop.
Wow. Impressive.
Did you say toenails?
Yeah.
I mean, kudos to your flexibility, because I don't, I'm going to try. Let me see if I can't, nope, I can't get it there.
Wow.
I cannot get it there. Yeah, I'm trying.
Well done.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, it's just something I do without really thinking about it. Okay. I mean, when I'm watching TV or reading.
Right.
Because, I mean, the second one gets long, I just want to get it, you know?
Oh, my God.
And a clipper is not nearly as satisfying.
I understand.
It's not?
I
really?
Understand. No, I get it.
No, not at all.
But I know we're all thinking it. The taste.
Oh, who cares about the taste?
Really?
It's her own flavor.
You're
She's fine.
Walking on floors and stuff with your feet.
Hang on. Sorry. We're getting away from your secret.
Is that too obvious?
Continue.
Okay. Anyways, I'm pretty sure my boss saw me do it in the office the other day.
Okay.
I know I should have closed the door, but, you know, I thought I was in the clear.
Right.
And then bam, he walked by.
Oh,
yeah, that's bad timing.
Oh.
Yeah, you can't fake like you're on the phone when you've got your foot in your mouth, literally.
Are your toenails painted?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, natural.
So how did your boss react?
Well, I mean, he keeps giving me like weird looks, and he won't make eye contact when he talks to me.
Yeah, I get that. So he knows. He saw it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think he told somebody because even the office ladies, they're just ignoring me. They won't look at me.
Oh, the office
you mean
ladies.
Kathy and Becky are not talking to you anymore?
Oh, no.
Did you hear?
Karen?
Did you hear?
Oh, my.
I hear she bites her own toenails.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my.
Wow.
That's probably happening.
That is a very unique secret. And when I read it, it doesn't have as much an impact as hearing you say
yes.
It.
I mean, you probably think I'm crazy, but
I think you're brave.
Thanks.
I think you're incredibly brave.
Yeah, you know what? And you know what you're doing? You are opening the door for
the closet toenail eaters.
That's right. That small section of society who feels shunned for biting and eating their toenails.
You've given them a voice.
You've given them a voice.
Well, thanks. I mean, I bet a lot of people do this. I mean, they just don't talk about it because, you know.
My daughter does in the bathtub, and I tell her every day, stop.
Wow,
don't
look
do
at that.
Well,
all right.
She's, you know.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for your secret. I hope it works out at the office, and you're right, probably.
Well, I hope they stop gossiping about you.
I know.
That's not good.
I really do not appreciate it.
Right. I know. I can understand. Some text messages rolling in at 502-571-9970.
There's many. One just said, sorry, I checked out. Changed the channel for a second. So we'll miss you. I hope you come back. Allison's like, number one, ew. Number two, why do that blank in the office? Save it for home.
Another text that says, my almost 45-year-old brother still bites his toenails and eats them, too. That might make her feel better, LOL.
Is he married?
That's the second part. It's real bad.
Chana says, vomiting in my car. What is this secret?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Another text that said, at first, I was kind of grossed out by this secret.
Sure, like most.
But then I thought about the flexibility it takes to do that, and I got to give her a round of applause.
Let's celebrate that.
Yeah,
do we?
Got to celebrate it.
I don't think we
That's
do.
That's some talent, friends.
Oh, God. Yeah.
We got one more amazing text. Every time I clip my toenails, my dog comes running super excited to eat the clippings once I'm finished.
Gosh. Okay, all right. All right.
All right, 502-571-9970. That is family secrets on DJ. Ariana Grande, 99.7 DJX. We have tickets for her Nashville show coming up in about a half hour, maybe a little bit less, with the DJX All Access Summer brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital.
I feel like we have to bribe you to come back after this family secret.
Yeah, so family secret. Yeah, she had admitted to us that she bites her toenails, has been doing it for years, but then thinks that she may have just gotten caught at work as people are... as her bosses stopped kind of like looking her in the eye. And so a text message rolls in at 502-571-9970. Well, spread a rumor that you saw the boss pick his nose. That's called deflection. get a new rumor started.
That's called being savage.
That is.
I don't think that's a good idea.
That's good.
I'm
getting fired.
I mean, hey.
I don't think that's good.
I guess do what you got to do to survive in the office environment, right?
Oh, my.
Oh, Missy was just like, you know what? You know, they've come up with horrible nicknames for, like, Fungus Face or the Clipper Sipper.
Did you say the Clipper Shipper?
The Clipper Sipper. She's going to come to work and find mouthwash on her desk. She needs to quit and find another job.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Missy. Oh, my goodness.
Another text from a listener. Okay, I don't know what I just got into the car and I'm listening to, but yeah. I'm pretty sure The Office is going to stop talking about her because I'm seriously... taking this to my office to gossip about her now, LMAO. That's funny.
Oh, gosh. Chris is like, that's probably just as bad as eating your boogers. So there's a lot of people that eat their boogers. So I don't think she has anything to worry about. Chris, disgusting.
You know,
Chris, who are you working around?
Listen, he's coming in with knowledge, okay?
I don't think that's knowledge.
Bethany, maybe just stop being gross and biting your toenails. Hey, let's not start slinging mud here, all right? We're not, hey.
Oh, you know what? That's a healthy suggestion, though. That is really a valid, healthy suggestion in the suggestion box.
But don't they say that even with infants that you should bite their nails and not use clippers? So maybe she's just doing it for health of her cuticles.
Yeah, no. That's,
you should bite your baby's nails?
Yes.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah. Hashtag parent knowledge. Look at that.
Cat's never having kids.
Well, right. There's another girl named Kat that just texted in, hung over me, plus this story is going to send me over the edge, LOL.
Yeah, sorry. You know what? Bright side, though, you're not this person.
All right.
With this thing.
Sorry if
that
you
just
threw up in your car.
Condition?
Well, maybe.
Habit. She's flexible, though.
Yes. Well, guys, a lot of people have pointed that out, too.
Guys, she's flexible.
Sure.
And hopefully single.
And who knows?
Well, I would assume. Oh, wait, did I just say that out
did.
Loud? Sorry, sometimes
Why?
I say things out loud that I meant to just...
I'm sure she's
Listen,
happy.
Maybe we think about not doing that. Maybe we think about using the clippers. Maybe.
She says it just doesn't feel right to her. You know what?
Right.
YOLO. You do you.
I feel like we try that again.
You let your freak flag fly.
Let's celebrate that.
Let's take the Clippers for another test drive, shall we?
All right.
Please.
if you want to comment, you can. At Ben and Kelly Show, Facebook, Twitter, 99.7 DJX. Jonas Brothers, 99.7 DJX. They were recently on the radio in the UK. And
we've got it up on WDJX.com.
And Miley had been through that show earlier.
The day before.
And had asked if she could record a question for the Jonas Brothers when they were on the show.
My question for the Jonas Brothers is, did it feel so good taking off your purity ring? And did it feel so good?
Okay.
Oh, my.
How are they going to answer?
Taking off your purity ring. You know what I'm saying?
Good. Yeah.
It's like some Austin Powers guy in the background. Yeah, baby. Shag. So there you go.
Okay. You can see both those interviews up at WDJX.com.
And we awkwardly segue into...
OMG.
Brought to you by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com.
It was poorly timed.
I just got it. I was like, why is this awkward? It's a feel good.
Welcome, friends.
I get it.
Take two.
Cat just woke up from her nap. All right, so Haley and Hannah, they're sisters.
Sisters Haley and Hannah Hager are spending the weekend squeezing and serving lemonade to raise money to help their classmates at Southwood Elementary.
Yeah, so they got a lemonade hot dog stand, all for their elementary school. Here's the thing. They've got school lunch debt at their school. That's at about $3,100. So they're like... Okay, well, we can probably help with that. In fact, they heard one family owes as much as $800.
Wow.
Because it's one of those schools, like a lot of districts we've talked about, how they don't turn away a child who can't afford it. They just, you know, it just kind of builds up debt. So,
yeah.
So they're trying to do what they can.
There are people in the world that need help.
Student lunch debt at the school is up to $3,100.
There's one family that owes around $800. I don't know how many years worth that is or what, but it's a big deal.
On Sunday, the Lexington family hosted a lunch to help cover the costs.
They have snacks, chips, chili, everything, hot dogs.
Yeah, so they're
spending the menu.
Now, this is not
Lexington, Kentucky. This is in North Carolina.
Lexington, North Carolina. Yeah, right.
But they've got a little Facebook page. They're kind of like starting a little business. It's called Haley and Hannah's Helping Hands Lemonade Stand.
Yeah.
So, and they're hoping to, like, if they are successful enough, word gets out, and, you know, the local news is covering it now. They're hoping to maybe help out the $40,000 in debt that's owed at schools across the area.
Yeah. Yeah. So very cool. Wow. Those sisters there, Haley and Hannah, are thinking beyond themselves in this little lemonade stand that they got.
I might have to show this to my kids because we do the lemonade stand sometimes.
Sure.
And, well, their goals are not as lofty.
I was going to say, they don't have the same goal. Well,
they make about $4. They split it among the four of them.
Yeah, I was going to say, nor do my kids. It's like when they do the lemonade stand, that's pretty selfish.
Look at this
page
of the parenting book.
Yeah.
They go and grab the little Debbie cakes out of the closet just to kind of amp it up a couple notches. Right. Get the deal.
There you go. All right, that's a feel good. Brought to you by Ray's Ford on 90. Taylor Swift, 99.7, DJX. Yeah.
Do you have to buy the tickets like right at 8:15? Or how does it work?
Oh, so we should do it around your schedule?
No, I'm laid up from knee surgery, and I'm streaming, and I know there's a delay, and I need to win them.
No, I understand, I kid.
Did she say knee surgery?
Yeah, she did. Ariana Grande tickets right about 8:15 on 99.7 DJX. Quick sports news. Sports Authority. NBA Finals. The Raptors beat the Warriors in game one, 118-109. Despite Drake being on the sideline, the Drake curse, you know, obviously is a thing. And
has he heard about the curse?
Yes.
You think he's aware?
Yes, I think he's aware.
I think it's kind of fun that he just keeps showing up anyway.
And then the NHL final. Does anybody care about the NHL final?
No.
Nah.
That's hockey, by the way.
Thank you for clarifying for Kat.
But I will say the preseason top 25 for the NCAA men's basketball came out yesterday. And
that's
Louisville
college.
Is second. I mean, this is preseason. It doesn't mean a thing. It honestly doesn't mean a thing.
But you're going to be excited about it anyway.
But Michigan State is preseason favorite for number one. Louisville Cardinals, number two. Duke, three. UK, four. So in the top five, UK and the Cards are both preseason favorites for the NCAA tournament.
This is basketball.
So wait.
So what do they base that on? Like recruiting?
Yeah. Recruiting, their team that they got, their powerhouse team.
Who's coming back?
This is Coach Mack's second season?
Yeah.
Already preseason? Final Four team?
No pressure.
Final Four's in Atlanta. I'm already booking my room. All right.
How far away are we from this? It's a while.
I mean, yes.
It's a while. Because,
you know, you got to figure the Final Four is in March of 2020.
Yes.
So, okay.
Yeah. Listen, I'll check out the rosters, let you know if they're hot or not, and then determine if they're going to win.
And there you go. So, there you are. Quick sports news for you. I know Card Nation very excited that the Louisville men's basketball team has been preseason favored as the number two team in the country.
Hang on to that. Hang on to that magic.
Yeah, I'm putting it right here in my breast pocket.
All right.
Don't call it that.
That's what it is.
It's a front pocket.
No, it's a breast pocket.
I like frocket better. I'm better with frocket.
I have kind of a small breast pocket.
You have a little pen in your pocket right now. Do you have a pocket protector?
No, I have a pen and I have a card. Okay. I'm also putting the Louisville Cardinals men's basketball team, number two in the nation, in my small front breast pocket.
Oh my God.
Size A.
Right in front of his moob.
There you go. That is sports news from your sports authority.
Okay, we just whipped out our sports.
That's right. On 99.7 DJX. No, didn't even need to. And guess what? Look at that. We're late for Ariana Grande tickets.
See?
Sorry, the sports.
The sports went over.
I just wanted to make sure you heard.
Wow.
I just wanted to. Now we'll reward you, okay?
Now we're going to violently change gears and give you Ariana Grande tickets.
All right, so good luck. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. When we play that music.
Oh, that means something.
You know, that is special music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ariana Grande tickets on a DJX All Access Summer. Hello.
Hi.
What's your name?
Leslie.
Leslie, what are you doing?
What am I what?
What are you doing?
I'm calling in for Ariana Grande tickets.
I mean, how old are you?
That's literally what she's doing.
27.
Listen, no, she's not literally. That's not literally what she's doing.
That's
she's doing. Literally, she's talking to us.
You're right.
Literally.
Literally, she called and then she's talking to us.
Yeah, literally.
What were you literally doing before you did that?
I'm driving to work.
Okay, thank you for sending two.
Yeah, literally, she's driving to work and literally, she's talking to us.
Literally. Calling in, literally talking.
Literally, this is the last time Leslie is ever going to call us.
She's driving.
Hey, Leslie, right? Okay, Leslie.
Stop touching yourself there.
No.
Why are you touching your chest?
Because I always do this right before I tell you that you're a winner. Leslie, congratulations. So Ariana Grande, Bridgestone Arena, June 7th. You got yourself some tickets.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. So glad that you got that because you had to suffer through the awkwardness that is us.
A little bit, that's
all right. She's like, yeah, it's okay.
Maybe it's worth it.
So that does it for Ariana Grande tickets.
Yeah.
However, Monday, we start getting you in to win tickets to see Billie Eilish in Nashville.
Why in Nashville always? Can they come to Louisville?
So
yeah, it's time that we should start whining a little bit more. Like, why don't you come and play with our city?
Play with us.
Come on over to our city.
Okay, Billy.
So the DJX All Access Summer brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. Ariana Grande. Next, Billie Eilish on 99.7. Span and Kelly, 99.7, DJX. A lot of stuff to be given away today. If you missed out on the Ariana Grande tickets, don't worry. Next week, the Billie Eilish tickets. We're going to start getting you in to win those tickets for Nashville. Then later on this afternoon, around 5:30 or so, Max got your Holiday World tickets to give away.
Whoa.
Yeah, before 9, it's still a free movie Friday with Fandango.
How are we going to fit in all the winning?
Yeah, don't
know. It's a lot of winning.
Don't know. Have no clue.
Do you want me to go ahead and keep the Fandango? Because I will.
No.
I'll just take that off our hands.
Here's the thing.
I will sacrifice myself.
You will every Sunday.
Last weekend,
I went and saw Aladdin.
Yeah.
And then I did the thing where I got back from the movie theater and I literally was looking through my
Literally.
Were you literally doing that?
I was literally looking through my like stack of gift cards.
Yes.
I don't know if everybody I think has like a stack of gift cards.
Yes. That keep,
and I had a Fandango one. I was like, oh
wow, that's the worst.
That is literally
the worst.
I literally almost died. Russ texts in and was like, hey, just thinking out loud here, random thoughts.
Don't you do this, Russ. No, it's not a good idea.
So between the lady yesterday with the unorthodox skincare regime and the lady today biting toenails makes me realize I'm not as messed up as I thought.
Oh, good. Yes.
See?
Oh, good.
Setting the bar story.
Did you see the text before where he suggested a new contest that we give it to the person that can bite their toenails? The best, the most flexible listener. So that'd be kind of hard to see through the radio.
And then,
but thanks for the suggestion.
And then Eric sends us a voice note.
No. Why are y'all going to play stuff like this on the radio?
Eric.
Welcome to the show, friends.
Eric, hang on, buddy. Hang in there. It'll be okay.
We welcome all your feedback.
Jax, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I saw something where Adam Levine apparently walked away from $40
million. 30.
Oh, was it 30?
It was $30 million.
$30 million from
they
The Voice.
Did the math because he actually had signed on for two more seasons.
No.
And his salary is somewhere north of like $14
million. Mm.
So doing the math.
Yeah, but right about $30
million. Yes, which is a lot. but he is executive producing a new show called Songland that I just saw debuted this week. And that is amazing. It's a cool songwriters competition where you kind of see how the songwriting process works and songwriters compete. So that's fun. And then he also stopped by this past weekend and performed at Adam Sandler's daughter's bat mitzvah.
Okay.
So he's got gigs.
All right. So it's good. Good to see that he's filling his time outside of The Voice.
He's fine.
Did you happen to see and catch what went down on ESPN last night? And I'm talking about the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
Shocking. I missed it.
Wow. I was going to say, sportsy,
listen,
you know it's a 0% chance.
Yeah, you're right. This needs to have sports on it because something unprecedented happened at the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Right. In its 94-year history.
Did Jason Bateman show up?
Jason Bateman did not show up.
Mm. We've now reached the start of round 20.
Okay, so there was a bunch of kids that were getting all these words correct.
That sounds like a lot of rounds. Do they typically go that long?
So they've whittled it down to 8 kids, and they've run out of words.
Oh, so this is it. Like, we have no more words. We got to end it.
The round I informed you would be the final one of this competition. Whichever of you, whoever of you spells correctly will be declared a 2019 champion.
So they can have multiple winners. They could have 8 winners.
Like they could legitimately have 8 winners, which means all 8 could get the full winner's prize of $50,000 in cash.
So, man, they'd have to go like get some more money. So like, make another withdrawal at the ATM.
So they're going through. They're at the bottom of their page for like words that they need to spell. And all 7 of them, there were 8 kids, remember? So 7 of them, they got the word correctly.
Okay, so now we're at the very last
kid. We so far have 7 co-champions.
Oh, gosh.
Which right now, unprecedented, unheard of.
And we are not out of words just yet because they didn't get the same word, right?
Right. All different words.
The first kid would do the heavy lifting on that one.
Right. So the last kid, talk about the sweats on the last kid.
Oh, gosh.
Odalic. Odalic. Odalic.
He got it. Odalic. Odalic.
I'm Googling what Odalic is.
Yeah, I have no idea what Odalic
don't know
is.
That.
All I know is that
they will forever be remembered as the Elite Eight.
The Elite Eight.
The 8 spellers that for 3.5 hours took the best punch the dictionary had to throw at them. And this is the night that the kids won the spelling bee.
Wow. Yeah, so that basically the kids just turned it back around on the Scripps National Spelling Bee and was like, hey, you better come at us with more.
Come at me, bruh.
What I want to know is why didn't they just do like a speed round? It was like, okay, spell taco, Spell butter. Spell lipstick. Spell weenus. And these kids have to just like fire them off like super fast.
Yeah.
You have less than 5 seconds. Go ahead, spell taco. And they're like,
having to revamp some stuff probably.
I know. So after this. After all 8 kids won the $50,000 winner prize.
Are they splitting it or do they get the full kit and caboodle? Because again, they're going to have to go to the ATM and get some more.
The full winner's prize
of 50. They were not planning on that.
Wow. There you go. Unprecedented, which I can't even spell that word.
No, we cannot.
So there you go. The Scripps National Spelling Bee, the one thing on TV that will make you feel less smart than all these other kids that are living their best life.
Yeah, I can't.
For sure.
Nope.
How old are these kids?
They are like 10, 12 years old, something like that.
So, it's like the show Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, but they're really, really, really smart.
Yeah. So there you go. Unprecedented in the Scripps National Spelling Bee 94-year history. 8 co-champions.
Sidebar. He used the term Elite 8. Doesn't that March Madness, don't they like trademark that? Is he going to get fined? That could get pricey too.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right, Kelly. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You know, I feel like we have a direct hotline to the military.
Do we?
Yeah. So, a couple days ago, a couple F-35 planes were simulating a dogfight, right?
Is this Air Force?
The Air Force.
Okay.
Got it.
Right above Luke Air Force Base. And according to the Air Force and the pilots, they unintentionally
left a little stream.
They left in there in their stream a Skywiener.
Those are evasive moves.
Evasive moves.
That left a mark.
Yes.
That left a mark.
Did they? It was their mark to break up the dog fight.
It's either the Arby's hat or it's a Skywiener.
Right? Right. It's very good.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Yeah, you could tell.
It's very large.
Yeah, so,
it is large.
It's in the sky.
Well, they had a very big canvas with the sky. They had a lot of space.
Sky
is the limit.
Yeah, so the Air Force is saying it's unintentional.
Oh, right.
But clearly in the sky, and we retweeted it, at Ben and Kelly Show. You can see the clear as day.
Now, the stark difference in the Navy pilots is that now, thanks to the black box recordings, that was intentional.
Right.
Yeah. This they're saying not intentional. This was just an unfortunate aftermath of the dogfight simulation.
I guess not unfortunate.
I guess so.
Okay.
So there you go. Straight from the military.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service.
And your art skills.
And your Skyway. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Streaming thebenandkellyshow.com, or you can always get a smart speaker. Just ask Alexa, play 99.7 DJX, and we are right there as well. New movies out this weekend, Godzilla, King of the Monsters. That's that Millie Bobby Brown movie.
How many Godzilla movies have there been?
I don't know.
Okay.
I guess we need more.
Asking for a friend.
Also, Ma, I haven't, that's the Octavia Spencer.
That looks disturbing.
Yeah, it does.
On many levels.
Yeah.
She just kills a bunch of people for fun, I guess. I don't know.
Well, it starts with like teenagers asking to for her to buy them booze.
Yes.
And so she does. And then she's like, do you have any place to act? Okay, well, you don't have to go see the movie because we just literally told your dog.
Spoiled it.
It's from the same movie makers of Get Out. It's isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's going to be disturbing.
Rocket Man is the third one.
Ah, the Elton John movie.
Mm-hmm. Is Aladdin win the weekend?
Yeah.
Over the box office weekend again?
And we still have Endgame out there too, don't we? Don't we still have that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like, and John Wick 3.
Yeah, but I feel like the top three are not going to be the same three as it was this last weekend.
There's still going to be a factor, though.
I think John
will be up there.
I think Rocket Man will be up there.
What about Bookworm? Is Bookworm still in there?
Book Smart, you mean?
I'm sorry, Book Smart.
That's supposed to actually be a pretty funny comedy.
Like, I'm sure
it's delightful. I heard it sucked.
I think it would be great on
Who'd
Netflix.
Who'd you hear it from? Kelly?
No.
No, I didn't. I don't know anything about that.
I know. I don't even know the name of it.
My friend's grandma went and did it.
All right, so our point is that if you see a movie this weekend, do it on us. It's free movie Fridays.
It's something for everyone.
Yeah, we're teaming up with Fandango, so you can call us right now at 502-571-9970, and we'll hook you up with some movie passes to see a movie of your choice. Like I said, from Fandango.
Go to the movies.
Free movie Friday.
Think of us
on 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good. Real quick, Kristen sent us this story on Facebook out of Hardin County, the story of Jack Russell Terrier by the name of Army.
Army. Already, I feel like he's a 10 out of 10 on a good pupper scale.
Good.
Yeah, 10 out of 10.
Yeah,
you
so
think about that.
Again.
So Army was visiting a home in Upton with his family and got spooked. Ran away. That was 5 years ago.
Oh my gosh, he's been gone for 5 years?
So this is a feel good, so you know where I'm headed with this. So the Hardin County Animal Shelter, he was microchipped. The family never gave up hope. Contacted the family and said, hey, Army's here.
Get out.
5 years
Stop
later.
Talking.
Army's now 16 years old.
Oh my gosh, he's a grandpa.
Little Hi, grandpa.
Mom. Hi, Dad.
I know, right?
I'm home. Can I have some treats?
So,
I am wagging my tail.
I am wagging
it's
my tail.
It's slower than it was before, but I am wagging.
Yeah, so Army living his best life now, back in the arms of his family, his loving family.
That
so.
Is literally like that last movie about a dog Homeward finding
Bound?
Its way. No, it's like a dog's journey home or
dog's
something.
Journey,
dog's way
yes.
home or something like that. With Bella, it takes 2 years to find her way back home.
The voice of Olaf. Josh Gad
so.
Is in that.
Well, yeah,
he voices
yes.
in it.
Oh,
so there you go.
50 out of 10 on a good pupper scale.
That's a lot.
I give him 10 points for every year.
Is your feel good? Brought to you by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit Ray's Ford. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show on a free movie Friday. What's your name?
I'm working.
I mean, Nicole, what are you doing?
I'm working.
Well, Nicole, congratulations.
Fantastic. I was expecting to go to the movies this weekend anyway.
Well, yeah. Okay, so which one are you going to go see?
It's a toss-up between Aladdin and Maul.
Oh.
Really? Those are drastically different movies.
They are.
I have drastically different opinions with my wife, so. Oh,
all right.
All right, great.
Awesome.
Well, whatever you do, live your best life and enjoy some free movies from Fandango and 99.7 DJX.
That's fantastic. Thanks, guys.
You are so welcome. And James Holzhauer is still doing his thing, 31 straight games. He is definitely going to break, and I say definitely, meaning I don't necessarily know, but he's at 2.382 million. He's less than $150,000 away from Ken Jennings' all-time Jeopardy score, or total, of $2,520,000.
Uh-huh.
Here's the thing. He's 31 straight wins, but he is far off from Ken's other victory and record that he has. That's 74 straight victories.
So which is better, the money or the amount of time that you stay on the show?
I mean, the money.
I was going to say, Kelly, is this even a question?
Well, I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah, it's got to be the money, but...
Absolutely.
I mean...
Because then you can just, like, peace out and not work so hard.
Yeah, so...
Yes, staying on the show that long.
So 74...
Less effort, more cash.
Right, 74 straight games, though.
That can increase your fame, though.
Could you imagine if you basically... That's basically double what where he's at right now. So he could have like $5 million by the end of this whole thing.
I'm here for all of it.
If he goes as long as Ken Jennings does.
You know what? And at some point, he should just be like, you know what, Alex, go take a break. I'm going to start asking myself the questions and then answering them first.
So there you go. James Holzhauer, still Jeopardy champ.
Wow.
31 straight victories.
He's already the GOAT. He's the GOAT.
Well, not yet. Ken Jennings still holds that title.
Whatever. He's going to be the GOAT.
Okay, he's going to be the GOAT. Streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com. And remember, Relay for Life coming up next Friday, June 7th, Louisville Male High School. We've got a team. You can be a part of it. The life-saving efforts from the American Cancer Society, WDJX.com. Or you can just text us the word RELAY, R-E-L-A-Y, to 502-571-9970. We'll send you the link.
Makes it easy.
Yeah,
just click on it. Open it up.
Open it up. Yeah, I was going to say, you went a little... Went a little redneck with that.
Open it up. Get on the team.
All right. So, yeah, Relay for Life.
Kick cancer's booty.
Next Friday on 99.7 DJX. Coming up, Sandy the Bar.
This Florida man is behind bars.
No, well, gosh, that's surprising.
Is it me, or does it sound like the same reporter that always delivers these stories?
Well, maybe he just does it right. So, Florida, Ben and Kelly. Today, it's going to be up to about 80 degrees. Tomorrow, 84. Sunday, 80 and thunderstorms. But then Monday, highs only in the mid-70s. So there you go. Weekend for you there.
Wow.
On 99.7 DJX.
Wow.
I know. Wow.
Wow.
Set of the Bar, we try to give you stories that help set the tone for your day, your weekend, or whatever. And to Florida we go. If you can manage to make it through the day without calling 911 on yourself to brag after successfully fleeing the police, well, you're doing okay.
This Florida man is behind bars after calling 911 to brag about getting away during a traffic stop.
Yeah, that's right.
Backed the truck up. He got away and then called 911.
That is correct. It's 19-year-old Nicholas Jones.
Oh,
he
Nicholas.
Got pulled over in his Hyundai Elantra with a broken taillight. Here's the thing. When the police started walking up to his car, he was like, nope. And so he did a U-turn and
was out of there.
Off. About an hour later, this came in to 911 dispatchers.
I like ran from a cop like 30 minutes to an hour ago. Like, what do we pay you guys for?
Wow.
So not only does he throw himself under the bus, but now he's talking trash.
Yeah, talking trash to the 911 operator.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Like, I've driven past four cops.
Yeah.
What do you mean you ran from a cop?
Yeah, the 911 dispatcher's like, hey, hang on a second. What do you mean?
I mean, he turned his lights on me and got behind me, and as he was walking up to my door, I did a donut around him and left.
Wow. Okay. Bold move, sir.
Wow.
The dispatcher tracked the cell phone, and Jones' name popped up along with an outstanding warrant for probation violation.
Maybe that's why he sped off.
Yeah.
Maybe so that's why he got the sweats about being pulled over.
He had a warrant already out for him. So,
oh, wow, this is, you can't fix this level of stupid. You really can't.
So obviously he calls into 911. They trace his phone call. They know who he is, where he lives, all that. So the very next day,
deputies caught Jones the next day while he was shopping. They say he laughed when they told him he ratted himself out.
Shocking conclusion.
He was shopping at a Ross clothing store. Nicholas,
when they nabbed him?
Yep, baller on a budget there.
Oh, wow.
Needed some fresh threads, however, didn't have the cash. Was still on that high from escaping the police, so
he's
shopping.
He's got some pep in his step. He's like, I totally outsmarted the police.
Ross, you're only 19. What would your parents?
Nicholas. Yeah, for sure.
What did I say his name was?
Yeah, you Ross. Said Ross. He was
at a Ross.
I know. There's too many names going on here. But
lot.
Anyways,
there's
setting
lot.
The bar.
This is almost like a Scooby-Doo episode. I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for
me
and my meddling phone.
So yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day.
Wow.
After you've already escaped and eluded police.
Like, they probably didn't even know he had a warrant because they hadn't looked him up yet.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
just
right.
Manage to make it through the weekend without calling 911 on yourself to brag after successfully fleeing police. Well,
oh,
then you're doing
Nicholas.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
Silly Nicholas.
Ah, that's setting the bar. And catch up on anything you missed throughout the week or the day or whatever on the podcast. Just go to WDJX.com. You can see entire shows. You can get snippets of things that we've done.
Yeah, we give it to you in snackable little portions and the whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah, for sure. And a little bit later on this afternoon, Kat's going to be hanging out at the Sprint store.
Yes, 4 to 6. Come hang. We have a card and onyx speaker that you could win too. So yay, come say hi.
Yep, right. And then I'll be at the home show out at Norton Commons tomorrow, 11 to 1.
Yeah, and then we're all going to be out at the...
Relay for Life?
Well, no.
Next
week? No. Wah! New Albany Amphitheater. It is the beer thing.
At
the New Albany Amphitheater.
Oh,
wow. Okay. That's
stop talking.
Tomorrow afternoon.
We're
all right, guys. We're done. Have a good one.